Jack London, The White Man's Way, narrated by Carl Mason. To cook by your fire and to sleep under your roof for the night, I had announced on entering Old Ebbett's cabin. And he looked at me, blear-eyed and vacuous, while Zilla had favoured me with a sour face and a contemptuous grunt. Zilla was his wife, and no more bitter-tongued, implacable old squaw dwelt on the Yukon. Nor would I have stopped there had my dogs been less tired, or had the rest of the village been inhabited. But this cabin alone had I found occupied, and in this cabin, perforce, I took my shelter. Old Ebbett's, now and again, pulled his tangled wits together, and hints and sparkles of intelligence came and went in his eyes. Several times during the preparation of my supper, he even essayed hospitable inquiries about my health, the condition and number of my dogs, and the distance I had travelled that day. And each time, Zilla had looked sourer than ever and grunted more contemptuously. Yet, I confess that there was no particular call for cheerfulness on their part. There, they crouched by the fire, the pair of them, at the end of their days, old and withered and helpless, racked by rheumatism, bitten by hunger, and tantalized by the frying odors of my abundance of meat. They rocked